Well, welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. As my hair grows, I get more sunrise shots out into the distance east toward Dundalk. But our sponsors are west right now over at State Fair. We're looking forward to getting some more chicken and waffles. My wife's got her shot. I'm working on mine. Outdoor dining, 70-degree days, maybe some shrimp and grits. And certainly, the shutters will be open over at El Guapo for some delicious margaritas and some chips, some salsa, some guacamole. It's going to be good times. Don and I have not dined together in a year, but when we do, it's usually at Fadley's. This guy, the guest today, has been known to stop by Fadley's from time to time, Don, and partake in those delicious, mustardy, flaky, thick jumbo lump crab cakes, as well as some mac and cheese on the side. Don, how we doing, man? We got some old friends, new friends on, and a mutual friend of ours today.
We do, and you know, you mentioned crab cakes, and you've got the great crab cake adventure that is going to begin shortly.
People are going to
want to hear more about the great crab cake adventure, but we are pleased to welcome an old bud of mine, Martin Knight. He was the founder and co-owner of Knight Mechanical, and very, very exciting these days, is going to bring us in on a new venture. But Martin, before we get to all of that, since Nestor's going out on this great crab cake adventure, we're not going to ask you to pick one.
He's promoting stuff I don't want him to promote, by the way.
Give us two or three places where you say, man, they have a damn good crab cake.
Here we go.
Well, of course, you know, I'm going to lead off with what you spoke about when we, you know, started this thing, the Levine family and what they're doing over there at Fadley's. I think Fadley's is the best crab cake out there. I think Coco's has got a decent crab cake. They got a lot of back, you know, lump in there. And then I'd say, you know, picking a third's tough.
See, this is a problem. When you only eat something somewhere, you don't branch out enough. This is my point. My point is everybody's got like a go-to place for everything, whether it's pizza, whatever. But variety is the spice of life. And there are hundreds of places that I need to try the crab cakes. This is going to be my local reach, Mark. You know,
another great one is out at Pierce's Plantation, which has been renovated by Keir Singh, and that place makes a heck of a crab cake. And when he was down at the Ambassador over across from Homewood Field, you know, that was one heck of a
Indian crab cake. I gotta have this. Tell me about this.
They just got an incredible write up and review in Baltimore Magazine in their restaurant edition, which Max Weiss did an absolutely phenomenal job of reworking that. COVID, actually, Nestor, we've got to get Max on to talk about how she reworked that entire edition of Baltimore Magazine. But boy, they gave a huge shout out to the new Pierce's. So it's interesting to hear you throw that one in there.
I like that. You're mixing things up. It's right around the corner from the radio station, too. So it's perfect for me.
You can go on the backside.
There you go. I like it.
So Martin, for years, you have been the man at Knight Mechanical, known to businesses really throughout the state as the HVAC folks, taking care of all your HVAC needs, commercial needs around
including
the state.
Including WNST, by the way.
Including WNST. And like Nestor and so many other small business folks, you looked at yourself and you said, you know what? It's been fun, but son of a gun, it's time for Martin Knight to try something new. So what is – I mean, you're not going to go be a roadie for the dead, right? It's something else?
Well, I'm weighing out all my options. If that comes up, you know, I can't say that I'm not going to jump that one. But
Jerry's not coming back, Martin. John Mayer might.
We got John Mayer.
Growing some John Mayer hair, so I'm working on it.
You're working it. I like it. You get a little Mayer look. Yeah, you know, look, all good things come to an end in this life. I learned a long time ago, back in 2005, that we're not in control. You know this, Nestor, through your experiences with your wife. I've been through those similar experiences myself, and I know that I'm not in control. And, you know,
would you say the first days are the hardest days?
Yeah, don't you worry anymore. That's right. Yeah.
Well, hey, Martin, real quick, before you go down that road, for folks
Don
who may
interrupted
not,
a Grateful Dead segue. Doesn't even know he did it.
You come back to that, but I want our listeners to be able to follow along. Yeah. You allude to, obviously, Nestor and Jen's battle with her having cancer twice. People may not know that you're a cancer survivor.
That's right. I mean, I didn't make a, you know, I tried to keep it quiet because my kids were school age. And I didn't want them carrying that around. I mean, so until we really actually had to take some action almost 4.5 years ago, they didn't know about it. And I wanted it to be that way just because I wanted them to be able to be free and not have to worry about their dad on a regular basis. And fortunately, I got into my battle, you know, same, very similar. And, you know, I was able to get through it. And, you know, we live in a world of modern medicine. It's absolutely amazing what's happening in the leukemia world and how they're turning these, you know, once deadly diseases into, you know, miracles of life. And so, you know, I got my miracle of life. My son gave me his stem cells and I'm here today because of it. It's, you know, every day you wake up and, you know, it's different. And you know that, you know, you're putting your feet and you're happy to be here. And so, you know, that experience is something that, you know, you never want to wish on anybody, but man, is it a lesson. It is an experience full of many, many lessons. And the one is to just be grateful that you're waking up every day. This planet's an amazing species, you know, in and of itself is an amazing species. And we are, it's so great to be here. I love being here. And of course, you know, on the show is great too.
Well, you know, you mentioned a show and the reason like I've changed my whole brand is I started doing, you know, these kinds of conversations when my wife was battling and I needed to learn. When they said bone marrow transplant, I thought they were going to suck all the blood out of her. I didn't know what the hell a bone marrow transplant was. And along that educational process was everyone who cared about me, my wife, my business, her family, all were looking to be educated as well. And I, you know, we brought that forward with swabbing and there goes my hero and raising money, doing all that. But the fact that you've survived, the fact that my wife survived. Last week, my wife and I took a drive up to Philadelphia, had a little business. The woman who was doing laps with her at Hopkins in the hallway, her next door neighbor, the first battle back in 2014, still alive, struggling, you know, every day, like, but they had breakfast together. Like, so, you know, it's these relationships and things that change. But I reached to Don when he was running the county and I said, we need to tell more stories. About these things. But this last year, the paradigm shift of COVID and what you've been through and what, you know, and aging, I'm 52. I've changed my brand. Obviously we're doing video now. I'm doing crab cakes, different stuff. But for you with cancer and children and battling and then literally a plague, we've all had a lot of time to sit around, right? I mean, this last year has been very transitional for a lot of people, but fundamentally for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on the business front, right? Like, let me tell you something. Nobody cared about indoor air quality until March 5th, you know, really a year ago. And it's come front and center. And in the business that I'm in, you know, indoor air quality is the new paradigm that we're, you know, going to be facing. Look, modern humans are an indoor species. We spend 90% of our time indoors, ensconced in homes and offices and schools and stores and restaurants and gyms. And in many ways, the indoor world remains unexplored territory, right? And so I'm starting a new venture and it's called AIR. And it stands for Advanced Indoor Resources, bringing together talented individuals to address this new issue that's facing every building. Look, every building out there is going to change. Every one of them, every school, every library, every office, warehouses are going to change. Ventilation systems are going to change. People are going to want to know, you know, what's the quality of the air I'm breathing right now?
And the minute you walk into like a hotel room in Ocean City, it smells a little, you know what I mean? Like smells a little musty, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
Listen, when my wife was diagnosed in March of 14, she spent 44 nights the first time in. And during that period of time, I got freaked out. about air quality in my home. And I didn't really know who to call. I mean, we reached to someone, a wonderful guy came to my house and told me everything was fine. But I was very, very concerned just about like stuff I don't understand. Like those little things you shove into the air conditioner, the vent things that pull, that suck all the cat hair out. And then there's a thing you could get it like Sharper Image. You sit in the corner and it zaps stuff and pulls stuff out of the air and you clean it. It's kind of gross. And then there's the vacuum cleaner. And we have a cat with dander or hair, the whole deal, that every time I'm doing yoga on the floor, I'm looking around, and every time she like licks herself and the sun's coming through the window, I see stuff flying everywhere. Yeah. And I thought of all of that when they were telling me they were going to send my wife home to me, neutropenic and weighing 90 pounds and bald. And how is the air quality where we were? And I reached to someone. I didn't even know what the hell I was looking for, Martin. I don't even know what I was hoping to find or not find other than opening the windows and getting fresh air. But you've had a similar experience. But I reached to someone, and that was for my wife, who was immune compromised, as you well know. Yeah. But a lot of people don't even understand what that looks like when she's coming home with a port in her chest and administering, you know, medicines. And I was very concerned. You're stepping into a space just for regular stuff, but this hit me one time in my life, and I didn't even know who to call.
The focus on indoor air quality has never been more immense. I mean, this is similar to like what's happening to the HVAC industry, building automation controls industry, is very similar to what happened to the security industry after 9/11. Enormous amounts of money coming in. I understand that the next stimulus package has $180 million going to Baltimore County, maybe close to that. And to do COVID stuff and whatever for schools and libraries and public places and those types of things. We're actually going to be in a workforce crisis in our industry because we don't have enough technicians. We don't have enough people coming out of apprenticeship programs and whatnot.
And everybody wants their air fresh and doesn't know who to call, right?
Well, they don't know who to call. And so, you know, hopefully they're going to call air and we're going to be able to get things squared away for them. I'm, 100% certain that I'm going to bring a group of individuals together that are the best of the best. And we're going to, solve these problems for our clients. And it's a scary world if you're a real estate owner now, like people coming back to buildings, you want them to come back. A lot of real estate owners have been, nobody's been in their buildings. I mean, really, people haven't quite come back to buildings yet. I think it's going to be July. I heard that Exelon isn't coming back to Harbor Point until July. And so, they got a lot of people working out of these offices. How are people going to prepare to bring people back and give them a confidence that they are in a safe space, right? And there's money involved in that on these owners' sides. And there's a lot of money coming into the market for the private schools and, other schools. And so it's really an exciting time. And I'm excited about this new opportunity. I just turned 50 and, I'm excited to build something for my family. And
where was the HVAC world in this? Because I mean, I did reach and we've replaced our stuff a number of years ago and, HEPA filters and all of these add-ons and different things in your primary business, not just, commercial, but also residential.
That's right.
Where was that world a year ago when the poop hit the fan here?
Well, it really didn't exist. If you had an incident like you or I had, and you wanted to make sure you had a better indoor air quality for an immunocompromised person or for whatever reason, maybe you had a respiratory illness or something along those lines.
Yeah, my mom was 98 years old living in a little house. If her air would have been cleaner, better for her, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, and look, people just, we've never really focused on it. How much outside air is coming in and how much fresh air am I breathing inside this building all day, every day? Look, I was on the Zoom with a bunch of property managers from JLL, one of the biggest property management firms in the world. They do a lot of, this was the industrial group, okay? And they talked about how new tenants are coming into warehouses and saying how many air changes, like in their leases, we want a certain amount of air changes per hour. That has never been called for. And if you think about that for a second, in a warehouse, they're concerned about it. How do you think people are going to feel when they start coming back to buildings? So this is a real thing, and it's a real opportunity. And I think that,
well, killed my father working at the Point, right? Breathing bad stuff, period, right?
It's not good.
End of story.
It's not good. Look, we need to be, you know, we've got so many respiratory illnesses, even in Baltimore City. I've worked with the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health in the past and looked at some of the situations in some of the city housing where they don't have any ventilation, where they've got gas stoves, and sometimes they're using those gas stoves to heat. And, you know, Baltimore, I don't know if you know it, we have one of the highest asthma populations for an urban city, you know, for a city. And that's not because of the smog. It's because of the air, poor air quality inside these homes that were built in the 1950s and 60s and early 70s. And some of the materials that went into those homes. Look, we didn't know what we were doing. If we did, we would have never done it. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's a real thing. Like, think about this. For all the time we spend in buildings, rarely do we stop to consider, how do these spaces affect our mental and physical well-being, our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors? You know, and how about this, from an owner of a business, you want people to come into your building and be productive. They want to be able to have, you know, performance in these places.
Well, the studies on natural light alone are, you know, off the charts, right?
Yeah, you put somebody in jails now, they're like looking at, like, if this is a big thing in jails now, like getting light into jails for, you know, behavioral issues. You know, you lock somebody up in a dark, you know, whatever it is they're in, I don't know what the term is for it, but lockdown or whatever it is, and you put them in a dark place like that, who isn't going to go crazy? I mean, who isn't going to go crazy? That's not, we're not meant to be in those places. We're human beings.
Well, we've all been trapped in the house for a year. So I think it was springtime coming at 70 degrees. Everybody's walking their dog. Martin Ott is here. Don Moeller's riding shotgun. Don, go ahead, man. You haven't gotten a word in edgewise.
Well, we're talking. No, listen.
Friends here, man.
I'm learning, you know, I'm going to school here myself. Advanced Indoor Resources, the new venture by Martin Ott, who was the founder of the very successful Knott Mechanical. Advanced Indoor Resources. Martin Ott, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, education's near and dear to my heart. You had been tapped in a previous life. You were the head of a statewide commission to look at all kinds of school construction issues statewide. Mm-hmm. And I was struck recently, you know, part of the reluctance on folks to go back to school, particularly in urban areas, but I want to stress, not only in urban areas, the lousy indoor air quality in many of the schools across the country, where I saw a couple of the experts said, look, here's my advice. When you'd see these doctors from the CDC or Hopkins, or whatever, interviewed, they would say, as kids go back to school, what you really have to do is make sure the windows are open. Well, that's good, but in a lot of schools, the windows don't open. Okay. In some climates, it's still too cold to open the windows. What did you learn, Martin, from that experience? And you spent well over a year, if I remember, studying that issue with a blue ribbon panel. What did you learn as the chair of that statewide commission on school construction that you can put to use in your new venture, Advanced Indoor Resources, known as AIR?
Yep. Well, look, I mean, I think Maryland does. We put a lot of money into our education system every year, a ton of money. And it's, you know, one of the largest capital expenses that we spend as a citizenry. Money is pouring into school systems on a regular basis. I understand, you know, like, look, mechanical systems, you know, like, here's what happens. All buildings are built for a program, and the program wins. And so when cuts start coming to the program, they look over and they say, well, maybe I won't do my HVAC quarterly. I'll do it semi-annually, and I'll move some money over here. And the degradation of the system, of what happens to the systems, you know, over that time when they're not being maintained, they're costing more money, they're breaking down more. You know, that's happened throughout the state, and, you know, there's rich counties that can afford to deal with that. And then there's other counties that really can't afford to deal with that. And, you know, look, I don't think we send enough money to our schools to make sure that they are places that are clean, that are healthy, that are, you know, getting plenty of light in them, that are filled with, you know, art and, you know, things that allow kids to think outside the box, and great libraries and great, you know, audio visual and, you know, information technology.
Well, Dundalk High, we do that, and soon to be a Colgate. But, you know, I think about my elementary school that I went to in 1972 was still serving kids 3 years ago. It was built a century. You know, like, I think about the way it smelled in 1975. Just the smells. I mean, I can – it all comes back. I mean, even the blackboards and the chalk, for crying out loud. But I can't imagine how many more schools are like that, that have just been around a long time and – counties and the municipalities just haven't gotten around to replacing
Think about it, guys. Think about it that and County Executive Oshefsky's continued and put even more money. And because of the action of the legislature and the Built to Learn Act, the state will now be able to match its share so Baltimore County can move forward. But think about that, that county executive cabinets moved forward with what started as a $1.2 billion program, grew to 1.6 and then to 1.8, 1.8 billion. And I would tell you that we still were just making a dent in the issue. That's how overwhelming it is. And Martin, you make a really good point. You make a really good point as to how expensive it is. One of the things that I remember, Martin, when I was with the county and you and I actually met on this issue, and certainly County Executive Kamenetz was interested in it. He was really interested in it, making it part of his gubernatorial push, was you talked about the real importance of upgrading the way we track maintenance and bringing that into the 21st century. And what a debacle that was.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, we don't do it the same way anywhere. We don't do it most places. And, you know, yet we're paying for it. And so, you know, there's, look, the beautiful thing about like schools is like now you're starting to see technology come into schools, and it's not just coming in through the program. It's also now starting to come in through the actual buildings, right? And buildings are going to get smarter. Here's what's going to happen. Buildings are living, breathing, you know, species too, right? The building goes to the bathroom into the city line. Right? The building brings in air and breathes. The building gets rid of air all the time. It conditions air all the time. Buildings are going to get smarter. Heating and air conditioning systems are going to get way smarter. There's a trick to, you know, you can't just sort of go and open all the windows, right, Don? Because it might be cold outside. And now you've got a distraction. And it's hard to keep kids' attention these days as it is, especially sometimes here in the city, partially because, you know, it's so hot in the room because nothing's been maintained that you got to open the window. And then you hear the outside noise and then all the distractions come in. I mean, there's a lot of science out there right now about what it means to be able to have a comfortable work environment and how it relates to productivity and how it relates to performance and how it relates to, you know, behavior and being able to pay attention and be educated. You know, like, how do you get educated in an 88 degree room, you know, or a 90 degree room?
Not easily. Hey, Martin, before we let you run here, give us the four dummies. Now, I think folks out there now, they're listening, they're going, hey, you know, this guy, Martin Knott, he's on to something. Everybody, I think, cares about indoor air quality.
And I don't think because anybody hears this didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to them. It has to make sense to you.
And,
right?
And Nestor, I was going to say, you get it more than anybody, and I think your story really brought it home.
Well, the thing I was going to mention before we go is Texas. And what happens when you don't have air conditioning or heating in a modern world? You mentioned that, you know, everybody has to have this. The further away we get from the equator, the more likely we are to freeze, right? So understanding how important that is to life, like the Texas people even figured that out a couple of weeks ago.
Well, right? and we're going to have our good buddy and somebody that Martin, I'm sure, knows well over the years, formerly at BG&E and then Florida Power and Light. Rob Gould's going to be joining us shortly to try to educate us about what happened in Texas. So I want to encourage folks to find the Rob Gould interview. But Martin, tell folks, give us the four dummies,
right?
How air gets started. What will we expect to see from air, from Advanced Indoor Resources, the new Martin Knott venture, over the next 18 months? What's going to happen?
Well, I can tell you, we're going to be, you know, moving into Remington and I'm excited about that. We're going to be in a enterprise zone. We're going to add
walking distance from our house and good food. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
Well, you're going to find a crab cake somewhere over there and tell me about it.
Yeah, that's right. But when I come back, I'll let you know where
what crab the best cakes in Remington and not. I'm in.
Count so what? But I'm specific. I want to go back to the specific resources.
Right.
Because there are folks listening, you know, businessmen, businesswomen, specific resources that you're going to bring to the game.
Experts in ventilation, experts in building automation controls, experts in HVAC and plumbing maintenance. Taken to another level, we're going to infuse information technology. We're going to be the slickest company out there, meaning that like we're going to have a really low overhead. We're going to keep our costs low because we're going to take advantage of new technologies that are available in the marketplace that are going to make our technicians more, you know, efficient, that are going to make them like be able to, you know, get their work done and be more productive. And so, you know, I'm really excited about that. And, you know, look, we're talking with DBED. We're going to get some funding out of DBED and BDC. We're going to create 100 jobs in the city in the next 5 years. And I'm excited about that. And just, I love Baltimore City. I live in Baltimore City. I'm a resident of Mount Vernon.
Gives me good Asian food recommendations that I can eat with chopsticks. I appreciate that, Martin. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll work on those. I'll work on those. But, you know,
look, we all got to eat. You mentioned we all breathe, man. We all eat three times a day. I need some Rex, bro. I mean, come on.
You want to live? I mean, look, the restaurants in Mount Vernon, you know, what do you want? You want Marie Louis? You want French? You want Italian? You can go up to Sammy's and get wonderful Italian. Their duck ravioli's off the charts.
These places are going to need fresh air, too, by the way.
And, well, look, restaurants are going to be in a pinch, too. They want to make sure that, like, people feel safe coming in there, and they're going to have to do some of the things. Look, MERV 13 filters capture viruses and lots of other things. So if you can upgrade your filters, we're encouraging people to do that, right? If you can put in ionization, reverse ionization, that cleans the air up really good and basically renders viruses inert, okay? You can do UV light, which is a little bit more expensive. Obviously, lights aren't free. You know, when you flip the switch on, there it goes from our man, Rob Gould. And bringing in more fresh air. But there's a trick there, okay? We don't live in San Diego. Mother Nature doesn't serve up 74 and sunny every day. So
it on Thursday.
It was beautiful. But the reality is that Mother Nature serves up a different air every day. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's humid, sometimes it's warm. And HVAC systems have to be modified to manage that air because we're saying to them, bring more fresh air into the building. Well, if you do that and it's 98 degrees out and 96% humidity, you could start to grow mold. So these systems have to get smarter so that they can manage the air quality in real time. And next time I come back, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've invented that is going to help owners do that. I'm in the early stages of an invention, which I'm pretty psyched about, and that's going to help owners bring information about what they're doing to the fore so that when you walk into a building now, you've got, instead of seeing, you know, on the TV or the monitor, instead of seeing, you know, the weather, you're going to see the indoor air quality in real time.
Martin, before you run, we hope you'll come back and keep us updated on the progress of air. How do folks who right now are listening, they're motivated, they want to reach out to you or get more information, how do they find you and how do they get in touch with you to follow up on advanced indoor resources known as air?
That's right. We're going to have a website, you know, soon enough. We're in the early stages of the thing. It takes a little while to get these things cranked up. And, you know, we'll have a website. We'll come back and talk about that. We're going to be doing some advertising on Center Maryland, which I know is a friend of this.
Absolutely.
That's right. And so, you know, there'll be a splash, trust me. And when we're ready, because, you know, look, you got to be able to perform, you know? And so, you know, you got to set up to perform. And if you don't set up well to perform, you're not going to perform. And so we're going to take our time. We're going to set it up. We're going to launch this thing, you know, in the coming weeks, and it's going to be you know, really exciting. And I got, I'm an entrepreneurial studies major in college. I think when I was in school, there were only a couple of universities that actually had entrepreneurial studies. My entrepreneurial burn is rolling. It is.
Doesn't it feel good when it kicks in? You know,
it's the greatest, man.
Like something else, man. Like,
there's nothing like it. You know, look, when I started Not Mechanical in 2002, it was me for the first month, and then my brother eventually joined me. You know, after he got finished working with Deloitte and Touche, you know, it's like you're setting up accounts, you're calling clients, you're bringing on techs, you're buying trucks, you know. And every once in a while you're going outside, you're so nervous that you're throwing up. You know, that's when you know you've got the, like, you know, pure entrepreneurial burn going. And, you know,
how many weeks of payroll do we have in the account? Yeah, exactly. That's
see, I'm convinced we could talk for another hour because you guys just, and we will have you back on to talk about this one.
When he comes back, he's going to try to tell me how to clean up the air in LA and Beijing.
I am convinced.
I'll figure that out by then. Give me a month.
I figured that's convinced.
That's got to be the next thing, you know?
Well, think about that just 2 seconds, right? Like, outside air in some places is really good for you.
Yeah, you mentioned San Diego, and I'm thinking, I live up high in the sky, open the windows. It's, you know, it's bad for humidity for, like, my skin this time of year, which I never would have known. I don't have a humidity setting on my HVAC, right? So there's little things. But then there's the actual, like, I have landed at the Beijing airport. I have taken off from Seoul, South Korea. I have landed under the fog at LAX in LA. And I think to myself, man, being outside there sucks more than you got to get inside to get from being outside in a lot of those places.
Right.
So two entrepreneurs. We've got the Grateful Dead meets the boss. We've got it all here. Folks who have been intimately and successfully battled cancer and come out the other side of that journey. So really, really enjoyed our time, Martin. And again, on you to come back and keep us posted.
I will. Thanks, Nestor. It's always a pleasure. You know, this has been great fun.
It's better without a mask and over Asian food, I think. We're going to keep trucking on down with Martin Knott. You can find him at AIR as well as my partner in crime. Former Baltimore County Executive Don Mohler joining us here. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.